Government workers have hit the picket lines in BC. Tuesday, September 2. Lining Victoria's Blanchard and Douglas Streets, members of the Professional Employees Association, P, which includes engineers, foresters, geoscientists and psychologists, walked out to push the province to increase wages and commit to reducing its reliance on external contractors, among other demands, according to the 51-year-old labor union. The move comes after negotiations that began May 27 between the union and the province broke down. 82% of P members voted to strike August 29, marking the second time these government professionals have walked out in the union's 51-year history. Of the over 1,800 of these workers employed by the province, 150 are picketing in Victoria, Surrey and Prince George, alongside BC General Employees Union members, who also voted to issue a 72-hour strike notice August 29. "Our goal here is to get a collective agreement," said Morose. "We're hoping the province takes notice of the resolve of our members and the support we have in our communities and comes back to the table." When asked how long the P expects the strike will last, the executive director added, "We'll stay out as long as it takes to get a deal that we believe we'll be able to ratify with our members." "These professionals do not take the decision to strike lightly," Morose said in a September 2 news release. "But when the BC government refuses to pay fair wages and continues to contract out the same work at a higher cost, they are sending a clear message about the priorities of this province. Contracting out doesn't save money, it costs more. Instead of investing in a stable public service, the government is paying a premium for external contractors. It's not just unfair to workers, it's fiscally irresponsible." The P said the strike won't disrupt essential services. More to come.